Hello and welcome to the Knitting on the Run podcast. Today is Monday, April 10th. This is episode 5. Thank you very much to all returning listeners, and if you're a new listener, welcome. Hope you enjoy the show. Today's segments include FOs, WIPs, Knitting Fail, Stash, On the Run, and In the Garden. Here we go. For FOs, I don't have a new FO per se. I have an FO update. The Space Shuttle baby blanket that I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I got to give it to my cousins this past weekend at the baby shower. It was a huge hit. As I might have mentioned, my cousin Brian and I both wanted to be astronauts when we were kids, so I just had to make him a Space Shuttle baby blanket for his upcoming baby. So Brian has claimed the blanket as his own until the baby arrives, and I have an adorable photograph of him wearing the blanket at the shower. I'll try to put it in the show notes. It's so cute. On to WIPs. I didn't do as much knitting this week as I was hoping. It was kind of a crazy week. I did get a few rows done on the Empire Top by designer Lily Goh. She's an independent designer out of Malaysia, and I'm enjoying working on it so far. I'm working on that in the Frog Tree Peekaboo yarn, which is a discontinued bamboo cotton blend. I got a little further on my lace linen sweater. That is in Loué's Euroflex Sport. It's a bottom-up sweater. And I've split for the armholes. I finished the right front panel, and I'm about halfway through the left front panel. Still a little ways to go, but it's short sleeve, so I should be done soon, I hope. Maybe this week, if I'm lucky. I also finally got new size 3 interchangeable tips for my Knit Picks needles. So I was able to pick back up my Robin shawl by Lee Meredith. This is a shawl I really like. It's vaguely triangular shape, but not exactly. It's worked with a lot of short rows, so there's a lot of curvature to it, but the overall shape is triangular-ish. I'm working on that in Ito's Kinu. It's 100% silk, and that is a joy to work on. And this shawl is lovely. It's garter stitch, so even though there's a million short rows and a million wraps, you don't have to pick them up. It's wonderful. I love this pattern. And that's all I have for WIPs this week. On to Knitting Fail. This is definitely going to be becoming a regular segment because I have a lot of knitting fail when knitting attacks type incidents. So it turns out I can't count. I had to take 3 years of calculus, and it turns out I can't divide by 4. Yeah. So I started the fishy sweater I mentioned last week, and when I was originally casting it on, I cast on 144 stitches, but it was just too big for the size I was looking for. So I changed it to 120 stitches for a 24-inch circumference. But when I went to start the actual short row fishies, I still had the 144 number stuck in my head, so I made the fishies too big. And I didn't notice it until I started fish number 3, and I realized that there weren't nearly enough stitches left for fish number 4. So that's just kind of hanging out. I actually haven't ribbed anything out yet, but that's probably a project for later this week. Yay. On to Stash. I went to Webb's. Yes, that Webb's. It's about an hour and a half drive from my house, so I try to do an annual pilgrimage there, you know, about once a year or so. And since I was heading out in that direction for the baby shower with the Space Shuttle baby blanket, I decided to leave a few hours early and head to Webb's. And, oh, it was so much fun. I had pre-ordered myself some Elspeth Lavold's Hempathy for an upcoming project I'm designing. Plus I picked up yarn for 5 other gifts. Very excited about that. I've got a couple shawls and a couple hats. I picked up a whole bunch of Cascades Ultra Pima Fine, which is 100% cotton in silver. It's called Dark Periwinkle. Oh, hello, Callie. We have a kitty joining us. Yep, that's Callie. That's our, what are you now, 15 and a half? Yeah, that's our little old girl. Apparently she's joining us for the show. Hi, Kitty. So I picked up a lot of Cascades Ultra Pima Fine in silver and in Dark Periwinkle, which is really a dark purple, and also a color called Wine, which is more of a bright pink. It's kind of like a Cece Almond, like Geeky Girls Knit, that kind of pink, you know. Wine is not really the color I would name it, but hey, they pick the names, not me. Yes, hi, Callie. The silver is going to be for 2 different Hamel Knit hats. I'm doing 1 silver and blue, and 1 silver and green. And then the pink and the purple are for hitchhiker shawls for friends. I also picked up 1 skein of Valley Yarn's Greylock, which is 100% cashmere fingering weight yarn, for another hitchhiker shawl. We'll see how this goes. As many of you might know, I am highly allergic to sheep's wool, which is why you've never heard me talk about wool yarn on this podcast. I've been able to wear cashmere shawls in the past, but I've never knit with it. Like, I can wear a cashmere shawl out to dinner for 2, 3, 4 hours, but beyond that point, I'll start getting hives. With sheep's wool, I've got more like 15 minutes before I start getting hives. It's not pretty. I'll spare you the details. So I'm hoping that I can work with this cashmere fingering weight yarn, maybe like half an hour in the evenings after the kids go to bed, and then wash my hands and switch to something else, and hoping I won't get a reaction. This is one I really want to make. There's a deer, a family that's sort of been friends with my family forever, and one of them is very sick. And so the cashmere shawl is for her, the cashmere hitchhiker. And then I'm going to be doing 3 other hitchhiker shawls for the other members of the family, so they're all going to get matching shawls. But for the one person who's going through chemo, I'm knitting hers out of cashmere, so it's extra soft against her skin. And so it'll kind of be like a year-round shawl scarf. It's a, if you know the hitchhiker shawl, I think it's by Martina Bain, if I'm remembering correctly. I'll have to look it up. I'll put it in the show notes. But it's kind of long and thin for a shawl. You don't have to make it as, you know, like, it's sort of an off-center triangle, but you don't have to make it very deep if you don't want to. So I'm probably going to make it a little bit smaller than the actual pattern calls for, so it'll be more of like a 3-season scarf shawl, that sort of thing. But that's the plan. So, yeah, that should be fun. And next on to On the Run, I started up physical therapy. Yay! I know, I probably shouldn't be saying yay because I'm currently in pain because I had another session this morning. But PT and I go well together. I put in the hours, I do the exercises every day, and I see the results. Last year, the only reason I avoided major knee surgery was because I did 4 months of physical therapy, so I'm willing to work. But the downside is no running at all, and no extraneous walking for the next couple weeks. I need to rest my heels. I have bursitis in both heels. Cool. I didn't know you had bursas in your heel. You know, when I think bursitis, I think like, you know, tennis shoulder, that sort of thing. But you learn something new every day. Also, they found something really interesting with the mechanics of one of my feet. I'll spare you the details. You really don't want to know. But the gist of it is that it's something that would have become a major problem down the road, particularly since I want to get back to distance running and distance run walking. So it's sort of like they caught it before it became a real problem. So I have extra exercises to do. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time doing my PT exercises over the next several months. You might hear me grunt and groan about those a little bit here and there, but, you know, PT is worth it. If you're going to do physical therapy, you put in the time, and you do it right, and the results pay off. And In the Garden is back this week because spring finally arrived in New England. It's a miracle. We had some really strange weather this year. January and February were warm. March was really cold. And then the last week of March, the first week of April, it's just been like gray and rainy the whole time. And we usually get pretty nice springs around here, like fairly sunny. I mean, they do say April showers bring May flowers, but we still get a lot of sunshine. The first week of April so far, though, we got an entire April's worth of rain in 5 or 6 days. It's been nuts. We've had minor flooding, nothing major, especially near us, but a couple of the rivers have been overflowing their banks to some degree, but no huge damage locally, thankfully. But the past few days have been absolutely gorgeous, crazily. So, early April, we're probably in the 50s, maybe shooting up to 60 here and there. You know, it's nice. It's cool, but it's nice. But it's been 70s the past 2 days, and tomorrow we might hit 80. It's kind of strange. Don't get me wrong, I'm thoroughly enjoying this. We spent all day outside yesterday, so much so that I'm a little bit worried that the baby might have a tiny bit of sunburn on his ears. Not bad, but his ears are a tiny bit pink. But we were able to get outside in the garden, finally. So we emptied out our first big crop of compost from our first composter, dumped that all over the garden, turned that into the garden beds. My husband removed all the oak leaves while I was turning the compost in, and then I covered every single bed with weed fabric. I am not weeding this year. I have a 21-month-old and a 5.5-year-old and 0 time, but I still want my garden. So every single bed is covered in weed control fabric, and I will cut small holes for planting the seedlings in, and that's about as, you know, as much super duper extra care as they're going to get. I mean, obviously, we're going to be watering the plants and caring for them and checking for insect infestations, but I can't spend 3 or 4 hours in the garden weeding. There's just, it's not going to happen. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening. I wanted to let you folks know a little bit in advance that next week I'm going to be having my first giveaway. So make sure you catch next week's episodes. It will have all the details you need for that. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week and make sure you keep something nice on your needles. This has been the Knitting on the Run podcast. Show notes can be found at knittingontherun.podbean.com. You can find me on Ravelry as Windswept Monique, on Twitter as WindsweptDES, on Instagram as WindsweptKnits, or you can email us at podcast@windsweptdesignsonline.com.